This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
We welcome you to Monday morning, December the 5th, 2022. That was disappointing. Today should be a victory Monday. The Giants should have won. The Jets should have won. We should have been singing and dancing and having a grand old time. Instead, my team didn't win, tied. Your team had a million chances, didn't win, lost. Jacob DeGrom says bye-bye. You had great picks this weekend. Let's get to all of it this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Let's not pretend like you had great picks either. You won one game, all right?
And in comparison to yours?
Am I zero? I'm done. It's over. It's
you're taking defeat?
No, I'm not going to take defeat. Just mentally, I'm done. I'm shot. I can't take it.
You're 0-6 in your last six.
I know. Trust me, I know. It's a big topic of conversation around the house right now. Big topic of conversation.
How could any you have one win the last nine picks?
Yeah, people are being sent home from vacation is what's happening right now.
What is happening?
You know what's happening.
No, I'm not really sure.
It's paralysis by analysis. And when you take me and you mix it with a little of my father-in-law, bad things are now happening. So he will be sent home.
That's it. You're done with him.
He's on a plane. He's out. He's dead to me. I can't take it. 0-6 is unacceptable. It can't happen.
You're a big blame guy, aren't you?
No, I'm not a big blame guy. I'm identifying what's going wrong.
So, and you blame him?
He's part of the blame, so he's out.
He's out.
He's messing
with. So who are you bringing in?
Just nobody.
No, just you?
Yeah. Probably Rocco.
He can't be worse. Rocco, I'm going to put down two helmets. Whichever one you point to is the game I'm going to take.
I don't hate my picks, though. Like the Damian Woody on Get Up. I'll give him a hammer and have him smash the small little helmet that he doesn't like.
I love it.
I like my picks. I stand by them.
Oh, no, they're great.
No, really, last week were bad. I didn't really mind my picks. I thought my picks were good this week. What's this? We both had Kansas City.
I don't feel badly about that game.
They had the lead.
They had the ball. If Travis Kelce doesn't fumble that ball, they win that game.
Thank you. Yeah, yes. Seattle, I like that pick. And I mean,
Seattle was awful yesterday.
No, but I like the pick. I know they were awful, but I like the pick.
Well, obviously, every game you take, you're going to like the pick. That's why you're taking the game.
No, I like this. Seattle was a good pick. Stand by that pick. Okay. Tennessee, not so much.
Seattle trailed with a minute to go in the game.
It doesn't matter. It was a good pick. I stand by it.
All right.
It's a good pick.
It's a great pick.
The Rams stink. The Rams stink. Seattle's coming off a loss. They need the win. I didn't know Kenneth Walker was going to get hurt.
Yeah, that hurt me big time.
So, yeah, it's a good pick.
Okay, good. So you 0-6, and you're doing great. So, and what was your third game?
I don't want to talk about the third game. Well, RJ picked the same because RJ picked the same game.
That's right. You took. Ugh.
Yeah,
it was you took Tennessee.
It was the AJ Brown.
Was that a good pick too?
No, that I told you. I just told you if you listened, that was a terrible pick.
Terrible.
I stand
pick.
By that being terrible.
Terrible pick.
Awful.
Awful pick.
Almost as good as your Miami pick.
The Miami pick is closer than your pick.
It was still bad.
Who had the worst day of the three of us yesterday? Me, you, or RJ?
I think me. Oh, because RJ lost Jimmy G.
He lost his quarterback.
According to Raymond, it's no big deal.
You should. I mean, Raymond's takes this morning are special. Special.
It's no big deal.
So this, I walk in and see him. He's like, "Thanks a lot to your stinking Giants." Like, why do you care? Like, you don't like the Giants. Cowboys won. You weren't looking to us to win a game to help you in any way. What do you care? He's like, I mean, you couldn't get into field goal range to win that game? I'm like, again, I'm confused at why you care. You're like, I picked the Giants. I'm like, again, Ray, still confused why you care. I picked the Giants, and they didn't cover?
Guys won?
And they didn't cover? I said, Ray, we had the Giants plus 2.5. They covered. Oh, well, still, they should have won that game. So, oh, boy.
Oh, we're in one. We're in for one today. I like it.
We are in for one today, and welcome aboard, and good morning. So where do you want to start? We think we have Rex Ryan at 7:45 this morning, by the way. That would
be
nice.
We could be in a different country. We don't know.
We don't know. We don't know if he shows, when he shows. So that would be at 7:35 this morning. We have the Frenzy 7:15. We have Around the League, ATL, as some call it, at 6:45. And we have a lot of calls, 1-800-919-3776. I'm just, and I think you probably feel the same way, really disappointed in the result of my team yesterday.
Yes. Agreed.
Really disappointed. Because the Giants should have, they should have won that game. They should have won that game. Now, second half, ultra conservative. I mean, Darius Slayton, I know you guys will sit here and tell me, Darius Slayton is great. I tried to tell you he's not good. And every week I go, oh, he's very good. You missed the boat on Darius Slayton. Darius Slayton is not good.
The man had one drop. Will you relax?
It was one drop.
It was huge, yeah.
It's like Kennedy was shot one time only.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, I can't defend it because it was a bad drop.
It was wide open.
That's a ball he has to catch, yeah. I mean, I was surprised that he dropped it. I mean, he was good yesterday up until that point. I mean, big spot, big moment, and he didn't get it done.
Didn't get it done. But the Giants were, you know what upset me about the game yesterday? They were so conservative in the second half. All they needed was a field goal down the stretch of that game. And they couldn't get it done. And then you have Feliciano running up and getting a unsportsmanlike conduct. It's just like, that was not what we've come to expect from the Giants. They've been better than that this season.
They've been better, and they found ways to win these games, these close games. But I think, both teams down the stretch, it was mistakes. I mean, Feliciano penalty. I mean, there were a bunch of penalties for Washington. It felt like, however this game was going to go, one way or the other, the team that lost and ends up being a tie was going to be disappointed and ask themselves, how do we not find a way to win this game? Because it was winnable. Yeah, it's a weird thing, though, after the game. It's like, I don't even know how you feel after a game like that.
Well, I think you're still in the same position. You now need to win that game in Washington, is what you've now done. So you have this game against Philly this weekend. I think everybody expects them to lose this game, and I'm sure that they will. And then 2 weeks from yesterday, you'll go into Washington, and you now need to win that game. That will now be the game.
That will be the game, and we'll see what happens. And you got to win. Obviously, you have the Indy game, and then whatever happens in Week 18 with the Eagles.
Eagles might have that all cinched away, though.
They might, especially now. Yeah, with how things are going with San Francisco having no quarterback.
Well, but San Fran has four losses anyway, don't they?
No, yeah. So, San Francisco, and then, we saw what Minnesota looked like. I mean, that was really the team.
And I guess they still are the team that could catch them, but
I don't know about that.
Minnesota's not good.
No. The defense is not great.
I got to tell you, near panic now in the NFC for me.
Because the two teams,
in the NFC. I think with Jimmy G being out, I think it's fair to say the best two teams in the NFC are the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Yeah, well, definitely the Eagles. I don't care. I mean, I know you haven't bought into the Eagles. I mean, they destroyed Tennessee yesterday.
Destroyed Tennessee. But here's the thing. Haven't bought into them as them being great, but it's still, who's going to beat them? They're going to be home. They're going to have to win two games. And the only team that looks like they can beat them now is Dallas.
It's your worst nightmare.
I'm not exaggerating with you. I'm being sincere. If the Eagles play the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game, let's go to theater.
Oh, no, you have to watch it.
No,
I will not.
You
watch every single NFL game.
I will not
game.
Watch that game.
So this will be the first time?
Yep.
Yeah, but you said the AFC was loaded. You don't have to worry. Whoever wins that game has to go play in the AFC.
Well, I'll be terrified. Just because it's one game. New England was better than Philadelphia, and somehow Nick Foles plays the game of his life, and they win that game. Brady throws for 500 yards, and they lose. No. If it's Cowboys-Eagles NFC Championship game, I'm out.
I'll go theater. You know I love the theater. I'll go with you.
All right. Dear Evan Hansen?
Whatever you want.
All right. I don't care what it is. You let Rocco choose. We'll see the Capades if you want.
I don't know if a Micah White.
Can RJ come?
RJ, you want to see the theater if the Cowboys play the Eagles in the NFC Championship game?
Let me see another week of Brock Purdy. I'll let you know.
Yeah, but you love Brock. Come on, you were waxing poetic last night about Brock.
No, that was a serious statement. It was purely neutral. I didn't know I needed Brock Purdy in my life until right.
I didn't know Brock Purdy existed until yesterday.
I knew he existed, but until right that second.
Where do you go to school?
I have no idea.
Iowa State.
Oh, I did know that because yes. He was Mr. Irrelevant.
He was. He was Mr. Irrelevant. They gave him a car. I thought that would kind of be the end of me hearing about Brock Purdy, but here we are.
We're dialed in now.
Yeah, having two quarterbacks taken from you feels wrong. It feels wrong.
You act like it's like a child. I mean, what are you talking about?
No, you know what? He's 100% right. It is just like losing a child.
No, but it's not.
Not losing him to the great unknown, like losing him in a store.
Well, that's terrifying.
Yeah, but Jimmy, he could resurface with another family.
See, that's true.
That's the risk when you take these kids into stores.
See, that's true.
You never know.
Stores are unsafe.
But then he could be happier. Like, he could have better parents, and then how would you feel?
It's like that Bryce Young commercial.
What's crazy about that whole thing, it was just being reported that there was a chance Jimmy G was coming back next year.
Yes.
That door was open, and then his foot snaps in half.
Coming back next year, he was questionable to return to the game.
But everybody's questionable to return to the game.
Yeah, there's some broken stuff in there.
There's like one guy that gets hurt, and they're like, no, he's out. Otherwise, it's like, wait a minute. But his leg was dangling from the lower half. No, he's questionable. He might be back. He's not coming back.
He's not coming back. Here's the thing, though. I'm trying to sit here and decide which outcome is more disappointing. The Jets loss or the Giants tie?
Both are very disappointing. Well, I'll say this. The Jets were clearly the better team.
Especially in the second half, yeah.
I don't want to go as far as dominated, but it wasn't far from that. Like, the Jets were clearly the better team. The Giants should have won that game. I mean, Washington went for it 4th and 5? 3 minutes to go, their own 29-yard line, and you roll them left, and you think to yourself, there's no way he's completing this pass. By the way, why they went for that play is beyond me. And Jonathan Vilma's like, you have no choice. He's my new Chris Myers, by the way.
He was very excited.
I mean, he oof.
After the first half, I can't wait to see this. I'm so excited. Are you serious?
He's treacherous.
Like, are you serious?
I couldn't. Some of the things he's saying. It's like, wait, what are you talking about?
This is exciting football.
He was thrilled. And he kept telling us that Washington's run game was going to wear down the Giants. It's going to just wear them down.
Yeah, but I think between the DeGrom news and then the Jets having a unbelievable opportunity to keep this thing moving forward. And then, but 90-yard drive, like you're up a touchdown, and you give up a 90-yard drive.
And you played up that touchdown the entire second half. Like they were so conservative. It was the first time I was really disappointed with the coaching staff. They were so conservative. All you needed was a field goal. All you needed was to consume a little bit of clock, and you would have won that game. That's all you needed. Go down there. You have a great kicker. Get to the 35, and he's going to make it. And you couldn't do it. And you didn't even try to do it. Like, you played the how much time is left, let's pin them deep, they won't score a touchdown, and of course they did. And that fourth down play just was horrible.
No, but yeah, I mean, you also have to understand, too. Like, I mean, you have to, like, you go into a game with an idea of what you want to do, and then you react accordingly. And, I mean, there was pressure on, I mean, you had tons of pressure on Heinicke. I mean, having Ojulari back makes a huge difference. Thibodeau is going to be a really good player. Like, you would get Dexter Lawrence is awesome.
He's awesome. Terrific. You know what I could not believe? The one play that I thought was huge was when Thibodeau sacked Heinicke. I can't believe he held on to that football.
I'm surprised, man. He hammered
it. He got crushed.
Yep. Yeah, but there were – I mean, that's – I understand what you're saying. But, too, I mean, you start looking at some of these possessions, though. I mean, yeah, like you – we say all the time about the Giants, right? You can't afford to make mistakes or have negative plays. And you have a bunch of these, like, yeah, I mean, you had the Bellinger holding penalty, you had an illegal man downfield. I mean, stuff like this. Then you had the taunting penalty in the next possession. That screws you up.
The taunting penalty. What are you doing?
Like that. See, I didn't think it was. I didn't think it should have been called, but I've always said, like, why?
Right. I agree with you. Like, and his explanation afterwards, he was running over to Slayton and he wasn't taunting the other team. But why even give them that option? Why go there at all? And you know what else annoyed me? What were they doing at the end of the first half?
Yeah, I don't know.
What were they doing? Why were they? They had no timeouts. There was like 20 seconds left. Why are they running the football on that third down play? Take a shot to the end zone. What are you doing?
I don't know.
And Vilma on that one too. He's like, oh well, they knew they had enough time, and now they can go up and spike it. It's not about having enough time. They settled for three. Why would you ever you have three in the bag. Why would you settle for three?
I haven't actually. It's funny that you just say that because I have it in parentheses. Not sure why they didn't throw one into the end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. If you want to call it conservative, what do we want to call it? I mean, that's a game that you had to feel like if you're the coaching staff that we have, like, this is a game that we need.
Well, it's a game they desperately needed.
And you saw some of that with how they used Daniel Jones. I mean,
I thought he played pretty well yesterday. I mean, the thing that was frustrating, and they fell behind 10-0, that fumble on the first drive, I was like, oh, come on, man, because they were moving the football.
I know. And that was, I mean, that's been something he's been good with. But again, it's like, because you see, like, during the game, like, because they do have good players. There are some good players. You got some talented players.
There are some good players, and there are some guys that should not be playing football in the NFL.
And you see it, right? Like, you'll see it. Like, all of a sudden, like, they, and these teams are smart, right? Like, it's, you knew, like, Fabian Moreau couldn't cover Terry McLaurin one-on-one. He couldn't do it. So they would go to that, and then all of a sudden Zion Gilbert comes in, and they went right after Zion Gilbert.
Who is this man? Who is Zion Gilbert?
They went right after him.
Of course they went after him. They were probably like, wait, who's this guy on their team? Let's go after him.
He is a practice squad guy.
Yeah,
FAU.
Exactly.
FAU, put that in your memory bank, FAU.
Florida Atlantic University?
Although you don't need it, because Saturday, Stump Rothenberg may almost have died forever.
He's like Charles Manson. He's trying to just stab it right in the heart.
Multiple times. And then your boy Harvey, who was the accomplice.
It's a treat, those two.
Holy.
It's a treat.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
That game in 2 weeks in D.C. now becomes a must-win football game.
Yeah, that's right. And you felt like if they were going to, I mean, if the one win, I mean, you said you had to win one game, so you'd win the home game and then see what happens on the road. Because now they have a bye and you have the Eagles.
Correct. But I will say this. I don't think it's an impossibility to go into Washington and win that game.
No, I don't either. I mean, you saw that. It was funny. I took a picture of it. The first half stats, identical. Like, the first half stats for both of those teams yesterday were, like, it was like almost identical. Like, there was one thing that was one, like, one off, but it was, for the most part, identical. I was like, wow.
Giants had that big turnover, though.
Yeah, well, and then, I mean, they had the big turnover, but then you got the turnover in the Washington turned the ball.
Oh, Jalari played well, huh? Missed him. He's good.
He's great. Hodgins was good. Dude, I didn't realize this until I was looking at it during the break. Saquon in the second half had 7 carries for 3 yards.
Yeah.
In the second half of overtime?
I think in the second half, not inclusive of overtime, in the second half they had like 21 yards of offense.
Oh, that's not great.
You know, it's not great. And can I ask you this now? Is Richie James trying to keep the Giants from the postseason?
What do you think? He's a sleeper cell?
I think he might be. Like Raymond, are you under the table? Are you giving money to Richie James?
I don't even know what Richie James looks like.
Well, maybe that's part of the whole thing that you're doing. Like, I don't want to know what he looks like. I don't know where he lives, but here you go, Richie. Here's an envelope full of money. Like, what are you doing on that huge third down and two, and you're just about at the field goal range where you have a chance to now win the game, and you're running into Daniel Jones? What are you doing?
Oh, you didn't like that? You didn't like that play?
No, I didn't like that.
Where him and Saquon ran into each other? You didn't like
nope.
that?
But the play was for Saquon to be there, James to run behind.
Behind, yeah.
And James bashes into the two of them?
Yeah, it was actually, did you see them talking about it as Daniel Jones had to run the ball? they were yelling at each other, trying to figure, what the hell just happened? And Daniel Jones was like, okay, I guess I'm just going to have to run this thing now.
Well, I mean, what kind of a play call was that? What kind of an execution was that?
Yeah, but that's the thing, Richie.
That's the point. Richie James should not be playing.
But he's catching, now he's catching punts again.
Okay, because it goes to show you how bad it is. All right. Brian Daboll, are there any positives from tying that game against Washington yesterday?
No, you always like to win the game. There's some things we can do better, and that's what we'll try to do.
All right, so he's not going to give you much.
No, but I'm sure he's frustrated, though.
Well, it has to be frustrated.
I mean, he realizes how important that is. Like, it's a big game. Like, he's not stupid. Like, these coaches all say what they, say very little, or they say what they think everyone wants to hear, but they all know. I mean, the conversations they have behind closed doors, they know it was starting off 7-2, having a game yesterday that they, and injuries and all that other stuff aside, like, it's a game. Washington's not a great team. I know they had won, what, 6 of the last 7?
Yeah, but Rick, the Giants are not a great team.
No, I understand that. But if you have two teams that aren't great and you're at home, like, it's a game, it's a game that you'd like to win.
Absolutely. Especially when you have chances to win it. But here's the thing. The recipe to get in is not much different today than it was yesterday. It's you got to beat Washington once, and you got to beat Indianapolis. Well, today it's the same thing. You got to beat Washington once, and you got to beat Indianapolis. And if you do those two things, you'll get in. At 9-7-1, you'll get in.
At 9-7-1.
Yes.
Well,
because tiebreakers are now at the window, they're not going to matter unless it's against Washington. Here's the thing: if you beat them when you play them, any tiebreaker against Washington, you're now going to have.
Now you have the Washington tiebreaker, yeah.
Right? So if you go 9-7-1, if you win in Washington and you beat Indianapolis, right? You go 9-7-1. Now Washington has to get to 10.
Gets to 10, yeah.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't know about that either.
So it's mapped out pretty obviously. Of what they need to do. They need to win in Washington. They need to win at home against Indianapolis. And now you're going to get yourself into the postseason, most likely, right?
Well, here's the team that you have to keep an eye on is Detroit now.
Yeah, but Detroit has 5.
I get it, but you've also lost to Detroit.
Right, but it doesn't matter because tiebreakers aren't going to matter against anybody except for Washington.
So right now you're in 7th. Excuse me.
So Detroit has to win out.
Yeah.
If what I say happens, if you win those two games, you get to 9-7-1. Detroit needs to get to 10-7. You think Detroit's going to win out?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I mean, right now you're sitting there. I mean, you have 7-4-1, so you have the 6th seed, and Seattle is 7-5, and they have the 7th seed.
Right. But even that loss to them won't even matter because you're not going to wind up with the same record as them.
Oh God, another pivotal game. At least it's exciting that we're actually, I mean, this is, because this
it
was
is,
a
but
emotion.
It's, it, but it's disappointing. Because you don't.
No, it is.
You don't really know how to feel today as a Giants fan.
No. Well, you could tell when they were walking off the field yesterday, they didn't know how to feel. It was like, okay, let's shake hands. It's 2020.
2020. And last time, you remember the last time? You might not. I think it was like 1998, Giants and Washington tied. And you won't remember the game. I think it was a 10-10 tie, but you will remember something that happened in that game. That was the game. The Gus Frerotte, Raymond, I know we'll remember this, scored a touchdown.
And headbutted the wall.
And decided to run full speed into the wall, yep. Smashed his head into the wall, and had to come out of the game with an injured neck.
He missed time because of that.
who knew that using your head as a battering ram on a wall was a bad thing?
I mean, and how about that as a celebration? Of all the ways you could celebrate, to run headfirst into a wall.
Wait, you saw the kid the other day on the sideline taking his helmet and smashing it off his own forehead. You see that video?
Oh, God. I love, by the way, how I'm the troubled one at the station, and Don smashes his head with a microphone live on air.
Different kind of
Sid Luckman!
Different kind of troubled.
What's my troubled?
I think you're more touched. He's troubled. I don't know. However you want to define it. It's a little different.
But it's not like he's the picture of normalcy.
Oh, no.
Three.
No, definitely not.
And by the way, I've never been more in lockstep with Don than the other day on the K-Show.
What happened on the K-Show?
You didn't hear on Friday?
No.
So Don went on this whole tirade. He's like, I don't want to go to sports bars and watch games. He's like, I don't want to watch a Giants game with people and have them like, oh, so what'd you think about that 2nd-and-9 call? And what'd you think about this? And Michael and Peter could not understand why he wouldn't want to go.
Why do you just assume you're going to a sports bar? You're not doing a show. Like, what are you, like, you're so famous that people are just going to walk up to you at the sports bar? Like, oh, there's Dave Rothenberg. Let's ask him questions about the game.
No, it's not. It's just you don't want to be bothered with the minutiae having nothing to do with being famous. You've never been to a sports bar where people don't know who you are and all they want to do is talk about it?
No.
I can't believe that third down play. I mean, you haven't?
No. When I go to a sports bar, I'm with buddies usually, and we'll talk about the game, yeah.
You know what? Here's the difference. You're not a normal person. Like, the life that you've lived, the way that you live, is not within the confines of how people normally live lives.
I watched Sam Darnold's first game as a Jet from a sports bar. It had no problem with it.
I don't want any part of what. So you agree with Michael and Peter then?
No, not necessarily. I don't like. That's not my first choice. Like, I don't like. Yeah, I wouldn't be like if someone called me and said, "Hey, let's go to a sports bar to watch the Jets." I'd be like, "No. I mean, you can come here and watch the Jets, but I have no."
Well,
no,
that was part of his tirade as well. He doesn't even want to watch. He doesn't want people over watching the games.
I don't want your hand picked though. I'm with you, but I will. There are certain people that I would allow over because they get it. Like, I would have you over because you get it. I would have RG over because he gets, like, certain people that get it.
Yeah, but it kind of infringes on you being able to just run wild. Like, if you decide at any point, hey, I need to rip my shirt off like Hulk Hogan, maybe you can't do that now because you have, you know, strangers in the home. I don't want any part of it.
No, I can do it. The people that I'm inviting over, they understand what the
problem is. You know what? That's nice that you'd invite me. I don't want you in my home during these important games.
Why, though? I'm not going to break the rules.
I don't like watching games with people.
But don't you like going back and forth? If some guy sucks, you can say it together. It feels
nice. No, not really.
It's liberating.
Not really.
What if I rip your shirt off for you so you don't have to worry about it?
No, not really. I'm not looking. Listen, I'd love to hang out. You want to come over, watch a movie? You want to watch a soccer match? That'd be great. But as far as an important game, I don't want you over.
Why? I want to feel the passion. Why can't I be a part of that?
Yeah.
Let's share it.
No, not looking for that.
And then I'm there because you know I've already cleaned up one of your messes. If something goes awry, I can clean up your mess for you. I'm the fixer.
What mess did you clean up?
The table. I mean, they were talking to the management at the restaurant.
Talking to the management?
RJ, did they not speak? They spoke to management.
They may have talked to local officials.
And said what? What did they say?
This man screaming.
Who's the cat now?
About inappropriate topics, making hand gestures.
Rawr!
Is ruining our dinner.
No, I should have called the manager over and said, like, this man is glaring at me. He's staring at me.
Woohoo! Over here!
Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in love. He had just met at 75 his soulmate, and he wanted to enjoy his chicken parm, and you were loud and obnoxious.
I was not loud nor obnoxious. I might have been loud. I was not obnoxious.
What do you mean you might have been loud? The tables all around us, it was like a show.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
One of the things that really upset me yesterday in that Giants game was the play calling at the end of the first half. I thought that was inexcusable. Like, what are you doing? You have, it doesn't even matter, like second and one, something like that from the 11-yard line of Washington. And you have, 15 seconds left and no timeouts. And you decide to run the ball with Daniel Jones?
Yep.
But why?
Let's pick up that first down, buddy.
But
pick it up.
Being serious, why? What are you trying to gain? Kick it from the 9 instead of the 11? Maybe even the 5 instead of the 11? What is the ultimate win there for the Giants?
I don't know. I mean, you feel like it's going to be... Regardless of what happens, unless you make a mistake throwing the ball into the end zone, it gets picked off. You're going to get a kick a field goal.
A chip shot field goal, right? a chip shot field goal. Here's Brian Daboll on deciding to run the ball at the end of that first half.
You know, he called one that we thought was going to hit. You know, we could have done that, but we didn't.
Could you overrule that?
Yeah, I can overrule it. Every decision that's made, you can put on me. I thought it was fine. I think he had a good feel for what he was doing. You know, but every decision that is made, regardless of what it is on me.
I don't understand how he can look at that and think that was a good decision. So then they thought that play was going to result in a touchdown.
I guess. I mean, that's from what, I mean, if I'm taking Brian Daboll for his, you know, at his word, yes.
Right, and he's not just deflecting for a guy that he thinks messed up. Like, what? Because it's either you score a touchdown on that play, or you don't. Right. So by running the ball, I don't know. I don't know what the benefit is. I still don't know what the benefit is.
Well, you call. I mean, you call your timeout. There's 19 seconds left. So you have 19 seconds left, and now you have no timeouts.
And you have the ball at the 11. So there's no way, unless you get into the end zone,
this time. No.
And do you know what down it was? Was it second down or was it third down?
I was third and one.
It was third. So God forbid he gets stopped and they don't pick it up. Now you can't even spike it.
Well, no, you're going to have everyone's rushing on the field. Yeah, everyone's rushing.
Yeah, but do you have enough time? If you run the ball and he gets stopped, you said 19 seconds. Now you have like 12 seconds to get guys off and on. I don't think you have enough time. I think that play had way more, even though they think it was a safe, brilliant play, way more catastrophe around it than it did success and things going well on it.
I don't know. Like, I have a hard time believing that's the, like, from the 9 yard line, that's the best option. Like, this is the play we think is going to score a touchdown right here. With 19 seconds left, it's like, no. Like, I mean,
throw the ball to the end zone.
Take a shot, and then if it doesn't work, kick the field goal, and now, you know, we're into the second half. 13-13.
Even roll them right and throw the ball at the sideline and have them catch it for a first down and get out of bounds.
Yeah, I think that was one of the things. But even into the second half, that was one of the things that was talked about quite a bit, right? Was that just leaving him in the pocket? Like, he's not at his best just sitting in the pocket.
No. You know what? The thing is, we said, well, these final six games, we're going to know. I don't know that we're going to know about him. I think he is with such a deficit with the guys he's working with. I don't know truly that we're going to have the answer on whether he's the quarterback of the future or not. He's not going to ever be great, and he's not going to ever be awful. So he's going to be somewhere between 22 and 10 as far as quarterbacks in the NFL.
High floor, low ceiling?
Yeah, like he's not going to be, but I mean, so what? I don't want a quarterback moving forward that's not going to be awful. I want a quarterback that's going to be good. Yeah, or,
well,
great.
I mean, listen, I think they probably have a better idea inside the building. Like, we're seeing it. You see it with Washington, right? The way that they respond, like, talent-wise, Carson Wentz, I mean, should be a better quarterback. But for some reason, the team responds, I mean, again, and Carson Wentz has the turnovers and can't stay healthy and everything else, but, like, he's the more talented quarterback, but the team responds better to Taylor Heinicke. Zach Wilson has more talent than Mike White, but the team doesn't respond to Zach Wilson. So, like, they probably have a better idea. Brian Daboll has a better idea than we do from what we just see. Because I don't disagree with you. I mean, I think we talked about this the other day, didn't we? Like, I would love to see another year with this coaching staff, because Daniel Jones is clearly taking a huge step this season.
Absolutely. Like, this is the best version we've seen of Daniel Jones, yes.
So I think your question and my question would be, can it get, like, how much better can it get if he actually had the appropriate wide receivers around him?
I mean, at a minimum, you'd have to think it gets a lot better, right?
Well, if that's the case, if that's what you think, and you love everything that he brings to the locker room, I mean, every single Giant that we've talked to loves the guy. Like, all that cliche garbage that you hear, like, first one in, last guy, like, that Daniel Jones does all that stuff. And the guys love him, and they want to play for him, so that's half the battle. So if
yeah,
you have
but
that,
it's going to be, does the coaching staff want him as their quarterback?
And for how long? Like, I mean, is it, and what's Daniel Jones willing to accept?
Right. Two years, $40 million.
I would take that.
If you're who? If you're the Giants, Jones, or if you're Jones?
No, if I was Jones, I would take that.
All right. Well, you know what? That might be.
Well, sometimes, listen, sometimes you got, like, you know, you ever heard the saying, pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Daniel Jones recognizing, okay, I'm still a young guy. If I sign this two-year, $40 million deal, and now, you know, I trust Joe Shane that he's going to put the right pieces around me, Now I'll have all the leverage in the next deal because I'm gonna bet that I'm gonna be great with all.
And that'd be
leverage.
Great. Listen, if the Giants need to give him two more contracts, that'd be a win for everybody.
Absolutely, especially after how it started.
Yeah, it was bad. And then there's another play yesterday. It's like, what are you doing? You get the completion. Darius Slayton catches the ball along the sideline, first and 10 at the 35. Right, so even if you don't pick up a first down, you're looking at a field goal probably inside the 50, and now the game is over. But Feliciano decides, let me run up and either celebrate with Slayton or taunt the other team, or who knows what he in fact did. He gets a taunting penalty, back to midfield, you don't get anything. Here is Brian Daboll on that unsportsmanlike conduct from Feliciano.
He was flexing, going up to Slayton, you know, and saying, good job, strong run. But it was close. It was in all those players. So, again, how the guy looks at it, you know, interprets it, I don't think he can hear what John's saying to Slayton. So they ended up calling it. We shouldn't even be in that situation. You know, we get the ball there. It's going to be a first down. We're at 35, probably make it a two-score game. You know, those are things we can't even make it close.
Now, a couple things. Firstly, if he really is going up to Slayton and just celebrating with him, it's just a horrendous call by the officials. But secondly, I'll say, why do you need to do that? Carry him off the field on your shoulders if you win that game. You don't need to do it in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, that's a prime time. I mean, you start that drive at the Washington 47.
You're in field goal range.
That's it.
That's game. You kick a field goal there, game over.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was, again, I said this earlier in the show. I didn't like the call, but I always say to myself, like, why? Like, you know, like, don't leave it up to the official. Because they've been told to look for it. They're trying to get that out of the game, and you do it. You come right. And the other thing was he comes running up to do it, too. You know what I mean? It wasn't like
to make a scene.
Well, he wasn't just standing there, and he's like, you know, he pulls up. You know, he pulls Slayton up, and they flex together, and it's like, okay, that probably doesn't get called. But he comes running, you know, he comes running down the field through the Commanders and then does the flex, and now you leave it up to an official who makes a... Like, I didn't love the call either. I didn't think it was a great call, but again, they're looking for it.
Great call or not, you gave them the ammunition to make the call.
It's a mistake. Listen, great call or not, it's a mistake, and it cost you.
It cost you a win. I mean, you kick a field goal there, that game is over, right?
Yes, that's right.
So that cost you, in our minds, the win, and now it moves to a tie. Let's go to some of the calls.
The Slayton drop wasn't great.
Oh, my God. I was cursing all of you guys. Because now you've made me into this. I'm the only one that doesn't think Darius Slayton is very good. The coaching staff made him take a pay cut to stay here. And you guys, you know, he's pretty good.
Well, I thought he played. I mean,
he's pretty good. Yeah, he played great. He's wide good. Open.
He's pretty good. He's a pretty good receiver. He's not great.
No.
He's not a big plays for you.
No. He's not a pretty good receiver. He's average.
Okay, so you had that. So you have the Feliciano taunting. But so now it's on the Washington 10-yard line. And you're up a touchdown. And this is where it all went sideways.
Well, what are we talking about? The Washington? Oh, when they had the ball in their own 10-yard.
When they had the ball, yeah.
Yeah.
The drive. We'll call it the drive. Well, because McLeod almost has the interception, right? The one that the pass for Dotson.
Yep.
They probably could have called Dotson for offensive pass interference on that one.
Yeah, it looked like he was handsy on that. But the one that I won't get over is that fourth down play, because I don't even know why they went for it.
That's Riverboat Ron, buddy.
But seriously, and Phil was like, oh, they have no choice. There was 3+ minutes to go. They had 3 timeouts. The Giants had 20 yards of offense in the second half. There was no choice but to go for it there?
Yeah, I was surprised, too. And then that play, too. He's flushed to his he's flushed to his left. He throws back across his body.
I mean, you know the way they, like, put the analytics on it? Like, there was now a 12%, a 15%, a 27% chance.
Once he rolled to his – once he was getting
chased
to his
left. When he was rolling to his left and you saw that he had a lot of pressure on him and then he started to throw deep, what do you think the odds were that was going to be complete for a first down? Like, 5%?
You couldn't even tell who he was throwing it to. Like, as he released it. But then, not even that, though. So they complete that. Then you get the two-minute warning. And then you have Curtis Samuel beats Zion Gilbert, of course, because that's who they were going after.
Because of course he did.
Of course, because they're smart. That's who you go after. But what are we doing on the Dotson touchdown, though? Why is McLeod coming in trying to hit him as opposed to just wrapping him up?
Yeah, well, they had that on the first touchdown, too.
Like, why not just tackle him, maybe?
The one with Williams on the McLaurin touchdown? Oof.
Oh, and he break. Yeah. Well, that was Moreau, I think. That missed that tackle.
The first touchdown from
Washington. That was Moreau. That was Moreau that missed the tackle.
Well, it was whoever it was bad.
It's not what you want. No, it's not what you brought up.
I know you're trying to stand in the way of getting to calls. Can we please get to some calls?
We could listen. I'm here to whenever you want.
I'd like now. I mean, it's been 45 minutes with no calls. Calls.
Well, because you opened the show taunting me about my picks. You know, I couldn't sleep last night.
Stink.
They're terrible.
You're 1-8 in your last nine.
Right, my fantasy team is surging right now, though.
Yeah, but you're not going to go to the playoffs. And your team's surging. My team's scalding hot.
Listen, I didn't. Yeah, but I see. Congratulations. I'm happy for your team.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm also about. What also was great yesterday is that we had a 2 o'clock hockey practice instead of a game.
Yeah, nice. But that's your fault.
How is it my fault?
You're the coach.
Yeah, I don't schedule
you,
stuff.
You tell them I'm not available from this time to this time on Sundays.
No, I see. I think the opposite. I think that is why they already know that. But
and
this
don't
is
you
why,
have an assistant coach?
This is why I'm a great coach, though.
Don't you have an assistant?
I will not, because I have something to do. Now make it. Now take away from the other kids' enjoyment by saying I can't come. I have to now because I'm a team guy.
Well, you might be a team guy, but this is a very questionable life decision.
The amount of football I had to watch yesterday, though, like because I had to play, I mean, you have that hour prime at the 2 o'clock practice.
Now, all right, you know what? We gotta get to calls. I mean, you're standing right in the way.
I don't even want to talk to you. You do the show by yourself, right? Do it by yourself.
Oh.
You pepped all up.
All by myself?
Oh, okay.
Why don't you snuggle back into bed? All
right. Bye-bye. I'll go right back to bed.
Why don't you?
I won't. How about this one, too? How about this one? You want that? That's fine. I'll snuggle up to bed. But I'll tell you right now, uh-huh. when I get a juicy hot piece of gossip, you won't be my first call anymore.
Goodbye. Okay, that was good. Goodbye. Can we get to all that in the 6 o'clock hour?
How about that nugget?
It was beautiful that you gave that to me. Although you didn't soften the blow. You just came. I got news. Boom.
Oh, how do you think I was dealing with? I just got it.
You should be like, Dave, listen, sit down. I have news for you. It might hit hard. I just want you to take a minute. And you're just like, boom.
Oh, I think I said you're not going to like this.
Yeah. You did. All right, Frankie and Maypack. Frankie, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Late in the game, were you thinking about our phone call on Saturday morning?
How about this? Frankie calls me on Saturday, and he goes, you know what would be fine down the stretch for the Giants? A tie. I was like, a tie?
Oh, I heard that call.
He's like, yeah. He's like, I think a tie will happen, and I think it'll be good. And I was like, well, come on, Frankie.
You
well,
yelled Frankie, at Frankie.
Good for you.
Was it better than my gobble-gobble from last Thanksgiving? But no, but you're right. It eradicates the poor conference record and head-to-head tiebreakers that they'd be losing to teams like Seattle and the Lions. You know, Giants would be out of the playoffs right now if they lost that game.
But they should have won it, though.
I don't know how you're waxing poor. If the Giants were in Washington's situation and trailed by 7 with 3 minutes to go, and tied the game, I could see you taking a tie's not so bad. But they were up 7 and then were 5 yards away from getting into the legitimate field goal range in overtime. So I don't know how you feel so good about this tie.
Two reasons. The first reason was because the Giants did a cavalcade of things wrong to lose that game. They, before the half, as you said, they're playing for a new set of downs when you only have two more downs in 15 seconds at the most anyway. That's the first thing. The second thing is you get called for unsportsmanlike conduct, and running backs, pass rushers do that all the time, flexing like that. And he was doing it to his own player. And the third thing was, like you said, a 5% chance of Taylor Heinicke completing a pass rolling out, and they complete a fourth down like that when they didn't even have to go for it. And the fourth and fifth thing is they were giving Washington prime field position. I thought that was a loss, loss, loss each time with those plays. And for people not to realize that, how does a tie help you? When it's not advanced calculus, the tie helped you because it took away tiebreakers. And
Frank,
now
you came into that game yesterday needing to win two games, and you still need to win two games.
But you don't have to win a third game.
Well, you didn't have to win a third game anyway yesterday. Yeah, right. If you go 2-0-1, right? If the three games turn into a 2-0-1 right now, because we said Washington and Indy had to be 2-1, now it has to be 2-0-1.
Yeah.
That's what it has to be. So you're right, and thanks for the call. If the Giants win in Washington and beat Indy, you'll look at this tie and say, you know what, that was a good tie. But I don't know that that's going to happen.
Oh, you're still trying to get the win, though.
Of course, you're trying to get the win.
I see what he's saying. I understand what he's saying, but that's assuming that they're still going to get the appropriate.
Well, the loss to Seattle, the loss to Detroit,
the necessary wins.
It doesn't matter now.
Okay,
doesn't matter now.
That's fine, but you still have to find anyone that watched. I'm sure a lot of people watched that game last night. I mean, that was a close game through three quarters.
What, the Cowboys-Colts?
Indy and Dallas.
It was a two-point game heading into the fourth quarter.
I mean, they're still playing hard, so yeah, like nothing's guaranteed.
Cowboys scored 5 touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
I mean, you have a chance with under 4 minutes. You got a touchdown lead. and Washington goes 8 plays, 90 yards.
And then you get the ball back and you do nothing on your own again. And all of a sudden, in that moment, you start taking deep shots all over the place.
Yeah, that's when you started
to throw
it down.
They never throw the ball long, ever. And all of a sudden, for some reason yesterday, in that moment, 2020, 90 seconds left, like, all right, guys, let's go deep.
You got the ball with 145. You went 3 and out, and you gave the ball back with 117.
Right.
But see, here's the thing, though. This is why sports is so great, and it makes our job so fun. Is because now we can sit here and people can call and they can criticize the play calling. It's conservative. But if you have these certain plays throughout the game, like if Slayton just comes down, like that's a catch he usually makes. I'm sure he would tell you that. That's a catch that he should make. He catches that. We're not talking about it.
Yeah.
You're happy that they threw down the field.
Let's go to Israel. Yovan Israel.
Even if they call pass interference on the right sideline, the next shot.
Yeah, which was a questionable no call, but I guess the ball was kind of out of bounds. Yovan Israel. Good morning, Yov.
Not very good morning, Dave. Not very good morning, Rick. I got to tell you, I was mixed up feelings last night because as soon as that Feliciano call came up and the Giants were in field goal and they even take the 15-yard penalty and they're not, I was so upset. I threw a chair right on the wall. I mean, what are you doing? Like, we are up 10 with 4 minutes, 5 minutes to go. What are you doing? Running downfield, flexing with 10 Washington players downfield. What are you thinking? Like, of course you're going to get flopped for this. I was so upset with that. And like in this fourth, I mean, I was surely they're not going to make it. I was sure that they're going to get to Heineken and get him and sack him. I mean, I was so upset last night. But I think today, like the last caller said, you realize that you only need, like you said, Dave, 2 wins. And I think this game in Washington is very winnable. And in home is very winnable. And you win 9 and you're in. That's the fact.
That's their avenue in, and thanks for the call, Yov. But I will say this, Rick. Washington was, what, 2.5-point favorites yesterday?
Yeah.
So now you take away the say, 2.5 for home field. Now you're 5 and add it to Washington's way.
Well, coming off a bye, too.
So now you're talking about, I mean, if that proves to be accurate, you're talking about being 7-plus-point underdogs in Washington.
And you're going to have to play a physical game against Philly, too. Because you know what that's going to be.
Sure you are. What's the you guys know the number against the Jets, Bills, and the Eagles, Giants this weekend?
Yeah, let's play the game. I have them right here.
Yeah, you have them right there?
Because you always ask, so I have them just sitting up here.
RJ, have you seen the numbers?
I have not.
Let's Ravens? Play the game. Music.
Not.
All right. Well, hang on. Hang on. Stop them. Stop it.
Don't yell.
Stop the music. I'm not ready.
Don't yell at the band.
The band. You know what? They can take a moment. Before we start the game, this season marks the 50th anniversary of New York Islanders hockey. To help celebrate, we're giving away tickets to the December 10th matchup against the Carolina Hurricanes at UBS Arena. To enter, download the free ESPN New York, scroll down to contests, and submit your entry. Join in on the fun this season by grabbing your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. Strike up the band.
Anything not talk about your hockey team right now, huh?
Anything. What a disaster the Rangers are. Thank God it's a busy day. All right.
Okay, let's go.
So where are we starting?
Let's start with the Jets in Buffalo.
Jets in Buffalo.
Oh, the great. Jets. Both teams play at 1 again. Nice.
Oh, yeah, of course they do. They were talking about moving the Jets game out of 1, and they did not. I'm going to say Bills by 7.5. 7.5.
7.5. 7.5. RJ Santillo.
I'm going to say Bills by 6.5.
Six and a half. Just under a touchdown. Raymond Santiago, who's scalding hot in the picks.
It can't be under a touchdown.
Chance to go 3-0 tonight in Monday Night Football.
I will say 8.5.
8.5. Raymond Santiago, you are correct, my friend. It is Bills laying 9.5.
9.5?
9.5.
Wow. Yeah. That's a big number.
The big number.
Okay. Giants-Eagles.
Giants-Eagles.
Giants-Eagles. Eagles coming up a mashing at home over Tennessee. Giants tied, obviously. I'm going to start. Why do I have to start? Santiago, you start.
Raymond Santiago.
Where's the game?
The game is Giants. In MetLife. Which, when you look at MetLife and then you look at the Vikings stadium, you're like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
I'll say Eagles by a touchdown.
Eagles by seven.
Eagles by seven.
All right.
You want me to go?
Yeah, I'd let you
you're
to
the,
go.
You're the meat of the sandwich. Yeah, you're the middle guy.
All right. Eagles by... Eagles by 8.5.
8.5?
Wow, no respect for the Giants at all.
I'm going to go a little lower than both of you guys. I'm going to go six and a half.
6.5? Give them the ding, Dave Rothenberg.
What's
you
the
are
number?
Correct, my friend. I got. By the way, I'm staring at an RJ Santillo special, just staring me right in the face.
Wait, the number is actually 6.5?
Number 6.5. You want
oh,
the number.
Oh, I'm a genius, huh?
On the number.
How about that?
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.